Maybe the old cow'd switch her tail around, hit her in the face, knocking the fly, and she'd get after her about that.
You ever heard people say saw to them?
Saw, yeah. I saw a lady one time had some cows to milk, and one of them was bad to keep. And somehow or another, she fastened put a stick between her hooves. And I don't know how she ran it, but she let that stick be against her side. And it's between her hoofs, and when she tried to kick then, she couldn't kick. She wouldn't kick. Mm. Wouldn't hit her, you know. Yeah, some of them, good milk cows won't let you even milk them. Or let you put them in a brace.
What's that?
That's a place built for them to go in, you know. And you got a little window there to milk them by. Yeah. And you see one goes to kick, you can jerk the hand back out of the way. That's a break. Some of them you can't milk them without having them in the break. Some of them, whenever you ain't got them in the break, if you feed them and they eat that feed before you get through milking, well, that's all of it. You don't get no more milk. You put more feed in them. Relax. Some of them then has trained the calves from little fellas, small, to keep them away until they get through milking. They have a little stick, you know, bump him with it, keep him back, and the calf soon train him and he won't come out until she gets away. And he'll come a running in back to mother. Or maybe some of them's trained to eat with the mother while they milk. Yeah, that's the way to train stock like that.
Did you ever, like if a cow was expecting to have a calf, any expression that you, a farmer might use, he might say that cow's gonna
come fresh, yeah. Come fresh. Well, she'll be fresh in such and such a length of time.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the animals that you'd have on the farms around here?
Well, the saying is, you could have as sour thing as a goat. Have goats and cows and horses and mules and no farm got no sheep hardly. I hadn't saw no farm with a sheep unless they had a place special for them.
Yes, sir.
That type of place special for them. That's about all I know.
When you're talking about a herd of cattle, what do people call the male animal?
Well, the proper name is beast, big beast. But I noticed in these days, they got to where they said, big old bull over yonder. Yeah, they got a big bull. Old Bremer bull and a old white-faced bull and all of that, you know. They just come up with it plain.
In other words, it used to be that it wasn't polite to say bull?
No, people might care about how they talk about animals like that. Big old beast. They wouldn't hardly say bull. They'd say, they got a big old beast out there. Well, that old beast will fight you or something like that. They wouldn't say much about a bull or they would hear that word.
Yes, sir.
But it's common now, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, what about horses? What do they call the male horses?
Stallions. The male horses, they call them stallions.
Can you remember a time when it wasn't polite to say stallion or stud or?
I've seen a time it wasn't right. It wasn't plain to say stud. Say stallion. Call them studs. And I guess they had a reason for that. It sounds too plain and too familiar. Stud horse.